You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, making the world a better place, one show at a time. You are listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, making this world a better place one show at a time. At least we're trying.
This is Chicago's finest internet radio show, making a world a better place one show at a time. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. Take it away, Dad.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show once again, broadcasting live from the city of Chicago, August. This is not April, but August. This is my third anniversary of being on the show. And it's been fun. It's been a great ride. And we're going to see where we're going to go from here. But it's been a ride, and I enjoyed it. It's been a totally been a learning process. And I think it always will be a learning process. So thanks for tuning in to the George Wilder Jr. Show. And thanks for being loyal to this show, because this show would not exist without you. And that is no lie. And as I always say, I'm broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, which is a city that I love. And don't believe everything you hear about it. Yeah, the crime is high, but we can do some things about it to make it a better place to live for people who live, for Chicagoans, in other words. Okay, I'm in my studio near the lake. I have this great big old window in front of me. A lot of people say, George, why don't you go on YouTube or something like that? Put your show on YouTube. Well, that's something to think about. I've been asked to be on television. I've been asked to move away from this segment of the show and, you know, join another another spot someplace else. But I turned it all down. I don't think I have the fortitude to learn a new procedure somewhere else. You know, it'll be foreign to me. So I might as well stick this out right here where I'm at. And but I do appreciate people asking, and I do appreciate that. But for now, until something just erupts the word, I just have to go. Then I will go. Until then, I probably will stick right here at Block Talk Radio. You can follow me on Facebook, follow me on LinkedIn, Google. I'm all over the place, Twitter. I'm always posting stuff. You know, I have been on some of these websites for a long time, these social media websites for a while, and I find out that the people are, it's a contrast between the people from every social website that I go to. I found out this Facebook is just, I'm not saying what the owners or the creators of the websites are saying. I'm saying what I have experienced from Facebook, LinkedIn, Google, and all of these other websites that I'm a part of, or people, you know, make me a part of. Facebook, I find, is just ordinary people, ordinary people. I mean, you got all kinds of people on Facebook. You got people who are, all kinds of people, grassroots people, people, some education, no education, lots of education. You have people, you know, who are, you know, it's just a variety of people, a variety of people with a variety of mindsets. And some of those mindsets are just awful. Then you have a few people who are very nice, but they're just ordinary, everyday people who are working every day or retired or people with hobbies, have nothing else to do but go on the internet and Facebook and play around, you know. And then you have LinkedIn. LinkedIn is more of a professional social networking website. You're dealing with professionals, people who are about something, people who are smart, people. I'm not saying that a lot of people on Facebook are not smart, but I'm just saying that LinkedIn is basically, you'll find managers, supervisors, you'll find college graduates, you'll find Harvard graduates, you'll find Yale graduates, you'll find people with doctors, lawyers, all these kinds of people permeate LinkedIn. And almost, I can say the same thing for Google also. I think Facebook has the most grassroots people, people of questionable means, some of them. Some of them are, just put it this way, some people on Facebook are just not interesting. I'm going to put it that way. You got more people that are more interesting on LinkedIn and Google, from my standpoint. But there are a few people I've met on Facebook who are great friends, very interesting. But you get some of these kooks sometimes who are not interesting. Some people who don't know what a pronoun is between a verb, a pronoun, whatever, and they call themselves writers. But, you know, I'm just saying from my experience, and I've been on Facebook since 2007, so I think I deserve the right to say what I say because I've experienced a lot of this, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings out there. It's just my opinion. Someone else could have another one. 347-857-1762. It's the George Wilder Jr. Show. We are now on the air. It's 6:06, straight up Chicago time, and I believe it's about 80 degrees. I'm near the lake here. It's always cooler near the lake, and one of the things about living near the lake, it's beautiful. It's always beautiful. I mean, ever since I've been living on the north side of Chicago, I've been living near the lake. It's just something about living near the lake. I'm doing a story right now called, it's a long title. It's called 1,000 Enchanting Evenings Under the Moonlight. Yeah, 1,000 Enchanting Evenings Under the Moonlight. And I'm working on it as I speak. It's going to be interesting. It's a love story. I never written a love story before, at least not to this extent. I have a lot of fiction material out there that I gloss over some of the love bits in those stories, but here it's straight up a love story. And I was told by one author, one great author, a well-written and spoken author, she told me that I was on the right track writing a love story, because she said that that's what sells. That's what people are buying, love stories. Okay. You know, love stories. But I didn't write it for people to say to go out and buy it. I wrote it because I wanted to try and let people know that I am versatile. I can write anything that I put my mind to. I can write action. I can write technical writing. I can do fiction, nonfiction. You know, I just like to explore the realms of writing. And if this love story, short story, winds up, you know, selling better than anything that I've ever written, so be it. Big deal. So what? All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio, but go out and buy it. It's not going to be ready. The story is not going to be ready until around 2017, even though I'm finished with it now. But it's not going to be ready to be published until 2017, because I'm going to go over it and edit it some more, draft it some more to make sure that it's perfect once it's out there and available for you to download and to enjoy. So we want to make sure it's perfect. I want to make sure that it's perfect. All right. You've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. And my guest today is author Frank Cy Maskey. Okay. I'm always having trouble with some names here. Frank Cy Maskey. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. But once he gets here, he's going to set me straight. All right. You have been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm going to do this again. Simple people are being brainwashed by the media, social media, corporations. They manipulate. I have to get that clip in because she can say this a lot more than I can. And she's talking about, you know, everybody's being brainwashed into believing everything you read here. And everything that you read here and what you hear other people say. You know, she's talking about even if you believe something that's correct, something that's positive, someone's going to come along and try to force you to disbelieve what you believe to be true, which is true. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. I don't know why I do that. When I listen to myself in a playback, I'm going like this, you know, as if I'm eating something. A lot of times I do not be eating anything. Sometimes I'm drinking coffee. Maybe that's what it is. I'm drinking, like I have a cup of coffee right now. I always try to have a cup of coffee when I'm coming onto the show because I know I'm going to need it. My throat is going to get dry because talking a lot can do that to any throat, to anybody. Okay. All right. Let me do this again. Simple people are being brainwashed by the media, social media, corporations. They manipulate you into thinking. This is on my website, Blog Talk website, in case you want to go by and check it out. Manipulate you into thinking that you are wrong when you are right. Exactly. False info is everywhere and we fall for it. It is all over the place and people are so easily fooled. Especially the ones who think they're smart. That's something to think about. And that's why I think I read it yesterday on the show, and I'm going to read it all through the week, probably. Okay, well, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. We will be right back. Thanks for tuning in, folks. All right, Phil, Mary, Donald Trump goes all in on Trump. I guess what they're saying, I'm looking at the Huffington Post, and they're saying that Trump is shaking up his campaign. He picks people that has his mindset. He chooses people that think the way he thinks. You think that's going to be good for his campaign? I think it's going to make it a lot worse because Donald Trump is down in the polls. He's down all over the place in each state. He's down. So he's shaking. I think this is the third or fourth time that he's actually gone out to try and shake up his campaign because he's down everywhere. He knows he's going to lose. He feels it. And he's trying to reach for that one gasp that maybe will save his campaign. Breitbart News chairman takes over. And I've been hearing a lot of negative things about this guy. I mean, a lot of negative things. Okay. Be afraid campaign. This is a be afraid campaign. It will become even less constrained. Second major shakeup in 2 months. Okay, this is the second one. in 2 months. I mean, that's cutting it close, you know? Okay, Republican National Committee insider saying this is a bad joke, and it keeps getting worse. I agree. I think Donald campaign, it keeps getting worse when he tries to make it better. Folks, Donald Trump is no politician. I mean, I was watching a video where Donald Trump was in this room, and it was about 20 or 30 people sitting around this great big ass table, square table in a room, Donald Trump at the head of the table. These are all the people that he's chosen to work with. These are the people that he has, you know, some of these people have been shaken up. They've been demoted. Some have been fired. Some have been, you know, switched around. But Donald Trump is no politician. And my understanding that he's getting briefings, you know, today he's getting briefings. And a lot of us are leery of that because Donald Trump has ties with the Russians. That's no doubt about it. That is no doubt about it. And his campaign is faltering. It's the more he tries to make his campaign a little bit better, to make it more inclusive and policy oriented, he's failing. He's failing big time, because Donald Trump has to be Donald Trump. He cannot change. If he tries, it's not going to work, because if he tries to change, it's going to soon go back to being the old Donald Trump, the bully, the blowhard, the racist, the violence inciter. You know, this inciter, that may not even be a word, but anyway, he incites violence, put it that way. And he cannot, you know, he cannot change. Donald Trump has to be who he is, just like you or me. We got to be who we are. We can't change, especially if we've been born with this. It's in our genes. It's who we are. Even if we try to change, it's not going to work. We're going to go back to being our old selves. And this is what's going on with Donald Trump. He figures he has to change his message. He has to change the people around him. I understand that. But when you change the people around you for people who are a lot worse than the ones you are demoting and firing, then you're in more trouble than you were when you did not do this shakeup. But that's Donald Trump. I think the same way a lot of other people think, that Donald Trump, you cannot talk to Donald Trump. You cannot advise Donald Trump. You cannot really get into Donald Trump's mind or his thoughts. Donald Trump is going to be Donald Trump. That's why he has so many of these ignorant supporters who don't mind being ignorant. I mean, I've seen some of them on television and on video, and they said, well, we're ignorant, but we're going to vote for Donald Trump. He's a blowhard and a bully, but we're going to vote for Donald Trump. He's lying all over the place. Every time he opens his mouth, he lies, but we're going to vote for Donald Trump. It doesn't matter what this guy say or how he say it's Donald Trump, because they feel, I understand, they're voting for Trump because they feel that Trump is an outsider. He's not a politician. I will agree with them there. He is not a politician. He is no statesman. He's nothing like Barack Obama. And I'm pretty sure he would probably applaud that. Donald Trump would. He's just, Donald Trump is Donald Trump. And a lot of people can't stand that. You know, he's losing support all over the place. Republicans are voting for Hillary. Some of them are anyway. And some of them are going to stick with Donald Trump because, you know, Donald Trump is Donald Trump. And what really gets me is the way some of his supporters try to support Donald Trump. People go on television and on Fox News, and they try to support him. They support him and they try to defend some of his lies. And it's just awful. These people just get on television and just throw up these lies and these lies about Hillary Clinton. you know, this is crazy. This should never happen. You've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. We are having some fun, folks. Stay with me. Let's see what we can do here. All righty. We're going to do this. Right
now. This is an ABC News special report. Now reporting, George Stephanopoulos.
And we are coming back on the air right now because we are told that the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, will appear momentarily right there at the Justice Department. Of course, she is going to speak on that horrific shooting overnight in Dallas when at least one sniper targeted police officers, attacking 14 of them, killing five, injuring seven police officers, two civilians injured as well last night in Dallas. There is a shooter identified, Micah Xavier Johnson, 25 years old, an Army reservist from Mesquite, Texas. He was killed by police after several hours of negotiations. Three other suspects are now in custody as well, but officials in Dallas not saying much about why those suspects are in custody, what they are saying. They are saying that the suspects are being tight-lipped and law enforcement officials being tight-lipped about that as well. I want to go to Matt Gutman, who is on the scene in Dallas right now. The entire city right now, an active crime scene.
Exactly, George. I mean, the crime scene itself probably spans about 20 square blocks, and we just walked over there to survey the area, and there are literally dozens of crime scene and evidence cones scattered about this area. Cops are everywhere. There are officers on every single street corner, and we got to see the spot where apparently the C4 explosives were used to neutralize that sniper on the second story of El Centro College. The blast so powerful there not only shattered the windows of that building, but shattered the windows across the street as well. And right beneath that shooting gallery where they're apparently sniping at officers are at least two squad cars shot to pieces, and at least one of the officers was killed in those squad cars. And we saw bullet casings and bullet holes from that alleged sniper at least 100 yards away. So this is a massive crime scene, and officers, the FBI, ATF, others are still meticulously trying to comb through it and figure out what happened. And one officer with whom I spoke said this is the first time that she's actually been afraid to come to work because she doesn't know who else is out there.
Well, who else is out there? The police chief made that point as well. Also, Micah Johnson had said that he had planted explosives around the site as well. But so far, police have found nothing, correct?
No, they found nothing so far that we've been able to tell. But the officers with whom I spoke said that what they have seen, the video they've seen of this alleged shooter, he seemed to walk around and move very tactically like he was militarily trained. And of course, we've now learned that Johnson was a military reservist. But so far, we've understood that they have found no explosives at the scene of the crime, George.
Pierre Thomas, you cover the Justice Department, our senior justice correspondent. The Attorney General has now delayed the statement a couple of times this morning. This is quite personal to her as well.
Exactly, George. She wants to express great support for law enforcement in this time of sorrow. And also she knows this comes against the backdrop of those fatal police shootings involving men of color. So she's got to thread the needle today.
The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air.
My son has been arrested for walking while black. So I get it.
A lot of sons have been arrested.
Yeah, I get it. It doesn't make me, you can't buy your way out of this one. You can't educate your way out of it.
It's happening too much, or at least we know about it now.
It's always happened. We see more evidence of it. And too often people still are inclined to say, well, if he'd had a different attitude, well, if he hadn't been driving, well, if he hadn't been this, if he hadn't been that, almost as if the victim is partially to blame, in the case of Garner. Well, he shouldn't have resisted. In the case of Brown, well, where was he? In the case of Trayvon, well, he had a hood on, and in the case of whoever, in case of Sandra Bland, well, her attitude was better. It's like, no, stop. This has nothing to do with the victims. This has everything to do with the culture of demeaning a person of color. And And there is no justification for a society where my son has a far greater chance of being stopped, held, killed than your son, simply because he's black.
Yeah, I understand that. I do understand that. In the city of Chicago, this is the place where that is most prevalent. And it's sad. It's very sad because last night, a police officer was shot in the face in the city of Chicago. This morning, another police officer was shot. And I understand when people like that talk about police brutality, but this retaliation of ambushing police officers is wrong. It is totally wrong. Killing another person because someone else was killed by this person makes no sense. Murder for murder makes no sense. Homicide for homicide makes no sense. But it's happening, and it's happening too much. It's happening all the time. Yeah, a police officer was shot in the face. My understanding, he's going to be okay. Even the police officer that was shot this morning, my understanding as of now, that he's going to be fine also. But this has to stop. This is just crazy. You know, I mean, ambushing cops. I'm pretty sure that every time a cop goes on a call, I mean, they're probably shaking in their boots because they don't know if someone's on a rooftop with a sniper rifle waiting for them. It has to be really, really tough. They have a hell of a job to do. And my support goes out to the police officers. But I do not support. Let me say this again. I support the police officers, but I do not support bad police officers. And I do not support good officers who will not turn in bad officers, because I've said this before. If a good officer, if a good cop knows a bad cop and that good cop will not turn that bad cop in, that good cop becomes a bad cop. In my view. But however, in general, I support all cops because they are out here to serve and protect. They have a hell of a job. I mean, when they go out on a call, they don't know if they're going to go back home the same night to see their families. It is really bad and really difficult out here for a cop. But let me say this. People are standing in line, long lines, to apply to be a police officer in the city of Chicago and all over America. The violence doesn't, you know, it touches them, but, you know, they want to do something to help people out. And that's great. People are standing in line in droves to be police officers. But in this climate, in this particular climate, I mean, you just can't hire anyone that wants to be a police officer. You have to almost vet them to death, because you may hire a person who wants to be an officer, and they may show all the skills and do everything there is to be a police officer. Once they become a police officer, 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years, 10 years down the road, they could become a bad police officer. But you cannot, there's no way officials, hiring managers, can actually look into the future of a cop. You know, because most of the cops who are involved in some of these video shootings are veteran police officers. No one saw this coming. It just may have happened, you know. So I'm all for police officers, but I'm not for police brutality. I mean, that is enough of that going around already. And it's been going on since there were police officers. So I'm not for police brutality. I don't think anybody should be for that. But I am a supporter for the police officers out here, because they have a hell of a job. It has got worse for them because crime in Chicago has increased, not decreased, and has increased under the superintendent Eddie Johnson. And They're giving all kinds of excuses. Criminals are getting out of jail too soon. Gun violators are getting out of jail too soon. And they're, you know, I mean, hey, wow. Yeah, that may be true, but still the police officers have an obligation to serve and protect. You know, if criminals are getting out of the jail too soon, then, you know, put a monitor on them or something. I mean, you know, of course they're going to go back to doing what they were doing that got them arrested in the first place. But, you know, but a police officer's job is to serve and protect. They get paid really, really, really good for that. And somehow in the city of Chicago, it's not happening. It's not happening. I mean, during Rahm Emanuel's first term as mayor, I mean, when he was running, when he was campaigning, one of the first things he said he was going to do was hire 1,000 police officers. We have yet, this is his second term starting. We have yet to see that. Yet to see that. And with the city and its budget, you know, that may not never materialize. And another thing, the bad guys know that the police officers, a lot of the police officers are limited in what they can do. They got mountains of paperwork they have to do if they make a stop. So a lot of them feel that they should not be making a stop because they feel that the paperwork is going to tie them up from, you know, doing real police work. And it probably will, because it's, if you ever seen those incident forms, I mean, they are thick. And so that's one of the reasons some of us believe police will not make as many stops as they should make, because they don't want to deal with all the paperwork. Yeah, but you're getting a pretty good salary. You know, you're getting paid pretty good. So I would say probably do the paperwork, you know. And like I said, I support police officers. I just do not support the bad ones. So if you hear me on this show, and I'm not backtracking, if you hear me on this show bashing police officers, I'm bashing the bad ones, and I'm bashing the good ones who refuse to turn in the bad cops, you know, especially when they know a bad cop, when they see one. You know, because I do believe, and I still believe, I'm going to believe that there are a lot of good police officers on the force than there are bad ones. And as I speak, I believe there's still bad cops on the force. I don't think they're being weeded out. I think there's bad cops right now on the Chicago police force right now. I believe it. They just haven't got caught yet. But, you know, but I am a supporter of the police in the city of Chicago, even though crime is higher than it ever has been. And that's ridiculous. I live on the north side of Chicago, and I've been living over here for years, and I love it over here. I think it's great. I think it has gotten a lot better since I've moved here, because it has become an upscaled area, a high rent area. If you live over here in this area where I live, you're going to be paying lots of money because that's what it is. I mean, when I first moved here, it was, you know, gang infested. It was prostitutes and all this kind of thing. But now it's a lot better, And we are proud to be a part of this community. We are we work and do community service over here. But like I said before, it has grown into an upscale community. You know, there are still places you can find low rent, but if you do, it probably won't be as good as some of the other places over here, because you got a lot of condos, you got a lot of, you know, young people, universities, colleges, just everything is right here in the area. You don't really need a car, or you don't really need to use public transportation if you're going to go out and do things, bars, restaurants, everything is all in the area, you know. And the police is very seldom over here. One of the reasons why the police is very seldom over here in this area where I am, because they know that the crime potential is very low. So they try to concentrate themselves in the high crime areas. But let me say this. This area that I live in, that we reside in, it's like 12 o'clock. I mean, I remember, you know, this area right here. After 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night, people would still be out having a great time. You know, they'd be drinking and you know, just having a great time coming from bars or going to bars. It's just funny. It would be a lot of people or pedestrian traffic in this area after 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night. You know, and because sometimes it would, you know, people would be screaming and yelling. They'd be having fun. You know, great picking up pizza, you know, dating and whatever, people going out. But now in this area, that's not happening. I mean, after 11 o'clock, after 11:30, it's like a ghost town over here. People are off the damn street. I mean, this is a pretty busy area for motor vehicles. Also, people do a lot of driving. This is a congested area when it comes to parking your cars or driving. This is very congested. Even after 12 o'clock Chicago time, people are off the streets. You don't even see a car. You don't even see a car. You know, I mean, we live on a boulevard, you know, an avenue, and after 12 o'clock, you don't even see a car. I mean, not one car, you know. It's like a ghost town after 12 o'clock, after 1 o'clock in the city of Chicago, right around here where I am, a ghost town. Because we go to the window and say, wow, there's nobody out there. It's like you don't see anybody. It's like nobody lives in the area. People, that is what crime is doing to Chicago. People are getting the word out that they should not be out after a certain area because the guy's going to be shooting. There's going to be thugs out. They're going to be robbing and hitting people in the head, walking up behind you, putting a bullet in your neck. People are getting off the street. It's like as if there is martial law. You know, it's like the government saying, get in the house, don't come out. You know, people are... they are afraid of the crime. They are afraid of the crime. So it's like a ghost town after 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the city of Chicago. Everybody's off the streets. Because I can remember, even on the weekends, people were still out and about enjoying themselves. No more. They are in the house. Because the bad guys drive up and shoot. They'll shoot you if you're sitting on your steps. They'll shoot you if you're going to the store or the park. You step out of the house, you may not come back, because that's, from my understanding, that is when the bad guys are out and about, is those early morning hours, like 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, the bad guys are out. So even the police department is saying, hey, wow, get off the street, avoid those times, avoid those hours late at night, because that's when most people wind up hurt or robbed or even killed during those off hours. However, as soon as the sun comes up, the people start coming back. They start, you know, but you know what? That's a shame. I mean, people are afraid to come out. People are afraid to sit on their porches. People are afraid to walk to the store. People are afraid to send their kids out because they feel that the kids may not come back home. Crime in the city of Chicago is so in your face. It is so in your face. These guys, these thugs, they will shoot you in broad daylight. They don't care nothing about you not coming out after 12 or 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock at night. They don't give a damn. These guys will shoot and do their dirt anytime and anytime, anywhere, to anybody that they want to. We all have to be careful out here, not just city of Chicago. Don't be careful don't be careful just after midnight. We got to be careful during the daylight hours too, because the bad guys, they hold they have no certain time to get out here and do something. All right, you've been listening to George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. We will be right back, folks. Let's see what we got here. Dumbing down of America, Elizabeth Warren, higher ground. Wow, higher ground. Let me see what we got. We did put something on here. Here we go.
The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. It is all about making the world a better place. Join me.
Things that keep us dumb. The media, in particular the local news, 50% of airtime is wasted on previews of the shallow stories that are coming up next. The lead stories are usually the most disgusting and evil things they can dig up for that day. For instance, anything involving black youth will be a top story. Anything involving black youth and violence will be even on top of the top story. Anything involving black on black crime will be a top story. Anything involving black on white crime will be an even more top story. So you get the idea. They lie about everything. The weather reports are always wrong, except in places like Hawaii. And then they always have a daily health report by a, quote, specialist, except the people usually give out the wrong advice. And then they always end the report with, check with your doctor before following any of these tips. So that should tell you right there that it's questionable and suspect. Gas prices ending with 0.9 cents. I never quite understood this. Although I don't drive, I prefer to be driven. But I do observe things when I'm on the road. And in the early days, gas actually sold for 9.9 cents per gallon. So it wasn't dumb back then. But nowadays, it's ridiculous. And the day is coming when gas is going to cost 79.99 cents. And this display will look like this. Okay, this might be a West Coast thing, but it's gotten over here as well. I used to associate it with Valley Girls. Back in the 80s, 90s, we used to mimic the Valley Girls when they would say things like, oh, and I'm like so happy to like be here, and he's like really cute, and you know, like was like the insert word for whatever you were getting ready to say. And it sounds ridiculous. It did back then, and it still does. Okay, I know a lot of you are big fans of Costco, Walmart, Sam's Club, but I got to say something about, especially Costco.
Target.
Now, one, you have to buy a membership. What happened, people? Who's dumb enough to pay a store to allow them to shop there? That's number one. Then I heard they don't take food stamps. So there goes, you know, a big piece of your market, Costco, from the people who get food stamps. Why can't they shop with what their money's not good enough? So I just really have an issue with this because it's sort of like an elitist type thing. And I understand you have to buy in bulk and all of that. So, you know, me being single with no children living in my home, I don't see the need to buy in bulk. That's just the only thing I buy in bulk is toilet paper because I'm obsessed with running out of it. But other than that, I don't see stocking up on food or anything. Not at this point. At some point, it will become necessary, people, to stock up as we get closer to Armageddon. But for right now, you can still have just your little, you know, necessary items. But I don't like these Sam's Clubs, Costco's, and all these places that have turned it into just a real hustle. That's what it is. Okay, yeah, the prices are good. I get it. And you save money. But I understand it's always crowded in these places and that some of the deals are not that great. So bear that in mind when you go to these joints. Okay, so award shows are just an inexpensive way for the networks to bring out the top actors and actresses and performers and get them to appear in a TV show for free by offering them glory, a little gift bag, and some cheap little statues. That's really what it boils down to. Political parties are another hustle. In America, they have two goals. Make the other party fail, and two, take money from lobbyists to refund re-election campaigns, and then we re-elect them. That's pretty much what they do. Here's a little history for y'all. The Ford Model T got 24 miles per gallon, so what's our problem? Okay, useless ads. This is another way that they dumb down America. Millions of dollars are spent every day to advertise products that really don't need any advertising. For instance, Tampax. Everybody knows what they've got to do when that time comes, so to advertise them are just useless. This is something that you're taught at home. Before you even get out in public, you're taught about these things. So most people know what Tampax are for. And those ads, they just are making people dumber. Okay, another trend right now, which is also keeping America dumb, is the illusion that certain products, especially candy and dessert products like cake and stuff, are fat-free. To hell they are. I'm fat, and I eat fat-free stuff, and I'm still fat. So don't believe it. Okay, how they were able to pull this off, I don't know. But this is considered politically correct. A restaurant named Sambo's. And then you've got the sexy, and all of these things are stereotypical. You've got the sexy flight attendant. And then you've got my favorite, Aunt Jemima. Another case of political correctness is when they decided that calling homeless people bums were an insult, and so the word was changed to homeless. And I remember as a child hearing an adult say, oh, you better do this, you better do that, or you're going to grow up to be a bum. And now of course, people don't tell their children, if you don't work, if you use drugs, if you spend all your money and don't pay your bills, you're going to wind up to be a bum. No, they tell them you're going to wind up to be homeless. And, you know, political correctness, I don't even know where that term came from. But we used to say, call a spade, and basically that, you know, that's derived from the card game. But the message and the connotation is the same. I call it like I see it. I was homeless, and I was homeless because of a lot of factors, but one of them actually was because I was a bum. I was a bum. When I didn't pay my rent, I was a bum. When I put my weed habit over my bills, I was a bum. And when I indulged in a lot of stuff that I couldn't afford, at a time when I couldn't afford it, I was a bum. So we call it like we see it. Another thing that these politically correct people have changed, because they assume that we have a problem with it, is that the handicapped are no longer called handicapped. They're called disabled. What's the difference? We still can't do things. I don't mind being called handicapped because I am unable to do the things that I used to do when I was not handicapped. However, it's considered more politically correct to refer to us as disabled. I don't see the difference. This is going to shock some of you, but most of you already know it. Most of that water you're buying, it's tap water. I've been drinking tap water. I put it in my fridge. I've been doing this for years. And guess what? I'm still here. You're wasting your money, folks. Most of that water came from someone's sink. Debit cards, another scam. If you can't control yourself with a credit card, then you definitely can't control yourself with a debit card either. The only difference is that the debit card is only fun while it has money on it. So you can't borrow against the debit card. And that was the whole purpose of creating it, so that these people who don't pay their bills don't have to worry about it.
They used to say that.
And speaking of dumbing down America, a lot of you can't even spell it. Katie Couric, she's the queen of sympathy journalism. Every interview she does almost has some tears. And this is, you know, what the Illuminati eye of CBS wants us to believe, that they care. Yeah, believe that. Speaking of the networks, Fox used to have a terror alert where they would put up these little graphs to describe, you know, what stage we were in terms of the current threat level. And to the left is the one for grown-ups, and then on the right is, you know, little one for kids. They didn't do the one on the right. That actually is from somewhere else. But the one on the left, that was what they used to do. And they stopped this, thank God, back in 2008. And that was a good move, Fox, because it was dumb. Okay, another very cruel and deceitful dumbing down of us has been since the 60s. We've been pouring our hard-earned money into these charities for the cure for cancer. One, I believe they've had the cure all along, and two, it's a snow job on America because after 40 years, we are still giving these charities money, and these PhDs are still lying, telling us they're thinking up ways to cure cancer when they're really thinking up ways to get us to pay their salaries. So in over 40 years, if they haven't cured cancer, well, what do you think? You think it's coming? Okay, implants, whether it's breast or booty or whatever it is, this is another way that America has been dumbed down, especially you young girls. who believe that this is what you need in order to have a successful and wonderful life. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't get it if you want it, but I'm saying shame on you if you're getting it because some guy tells you that you need to get it, and shame on you if you think that you're not attractive without it. Okay, I want to move on from that. The Macy's. Here in New York, we have the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And let's put this in perspective. Every single float is promoting a product, whether it's McDonald's or Mr. Peanut or Lego toys. I think you get the idea. So what is this parade? It's really a three-hour-long commercial. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And hear ye, American kids are being dumbing down. I probably said that wrong. I'm getting dumb doing this video. American kids are being dumbed down because of mainly these two things. And yes, I said it. These fast food corporations are making kids unhealthy, and they're luring them in by the droves by giving away toys. What better way to get a kid to beg for something than to offer a free toy? So they manipulate your kids into coming in, eating this garbage, and you get a toy every time you kill yourself. So here, kid, kill yourself. Here's a toy. All right, just some final thoughts. I like quotes, especially when they make sense.
All right.
Winston Churchill, he had a lot to say, and most of what he said was written down. He said, when you're going through hell, keep going. When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. That makes a lot of sense. Val Patterson, who is the person that I've gotten most of this material from, he said, genius is inventing your own job, not applying for one. Think about that, folks. And if you're going to be hit by a car, be sure it's an ambulance. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. That's by Albert Einstein. Another one by old Al is the reason for time is so that everything doesn't happen at once. And most of these things are common sense. This one actually sums up the entire video. The biggest cause of trouble in the world today is the stupid people who are so sure about things and the intelligent people who are so full of doubts. And that's by Bertrand Russell. So let's talk about credit cards for a minute. I know I briefly touched on them in the dumbing down, but let's talk about how you can be smart about it. If you get a new card and you charge up to the limit and then you pay the minimum payment for years, okay, that's cool, but that's not really establishing your credit. In the second scenario, you get a new card and then you pay the outstanding balances every month. Congratulations, you are smarter because of credit cards. And if you use them to record where your money was spent, you're even smarter than that. And if you use them in lieu of carrying cash, which is not smart, then you are a genius. So you can use cards wisely. You just have to know how.
7654321. You'll never have to be sacred. Oh, this new crazy mother.
Wow, that was okay, except for the ending there kind of threw me off a little bit, but thanks for all of that. And she was right in some cases, if you were listening, she was right, but she left out a lot of things. When the dumbing down of America is really, really shocking when you ask college students about the Constitution, college students about history, university students about history. And there was a video on that. And I wanted to get that, you know. It's shocking that people are going to Yale, Harvard, Loyola Universities, and all of these places, and some of them don't even know what the Second Amendment to the Constitution is, or even the First. Some people don't even know who, how many councilmen are in the city council in the city of Chicago. I mean, it's just all over the world. And you say to yourself, these are college students, you know. A lot of them don't know jack. A lot of them don't know a pronoun from a noun or a verb from an adverb. And these are college students. You know, I mean, I understand some of these things are tough for people, but you have to say it's the dumbing down of America. And you got so many people who think they're not dumb when they are. They are, because you can tell by the way they talk. You can tell, you know, I mean, you can be cute, fine, and you can be, you know, just as beautiful as you can be, and you can be an airhead. But most people, I think, are smart people, are intelligent people, but there are some out here. I mean, you take Donald Trump supporters. I mean, they are not only dumb, they are just hateful and rude and just violent. You know, but I hope you enjoyed that dumbing down of America. I play it every once in a while on the show, and because I think it's true. I think it's true. But I can go beyond that, what she was saying. I can go beyond that. I mean, you know, so and that's one of the things we have to understand, that education for some people, you know, it's just non-existent, and they're proud of it. They're proud of it. It could be their religion that tells them that they don't need a high school diploma. It could be a mother or father telling them that they don't need a high school diploma. It could be their friends telling them they don't need to go to college or another school. It could be, you know, people have to learn how to think for themselves. That's a dumb aspect right there. People have to learn how to think for themselves. Too many people let the internet think for them. Too many people let television and newspapers and these things think for them. You have to think for yourself. You got to figure things out and figure the best way it's going to help you in a positive way. There's too many, and dumbing down of America, that's real. That's real. Remember the Jay Leno show, how he used to take his microphone out onto the streets and he would ask people simple questions, simple dimple questions, third grade questions, maybe constitutional questions, something pertaining to their government, and they're in college, a university, and they get it flat wrong. Even the viewers, including myself, we were startled. Wow. And we were saying, wow, if this is college educated young people, we are in trouble. We are in a lot of trouble. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Amazon.com. I got a lot of stuff up there, folks. Check it out. Good stuff. Follow me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Google. I'm all over the place. You know, I finally got my website together. And it's rough because every now and then you have to try to piece it together. And I'm doing it myself. I didn't hire any webinar, whatever they call these people, web designers, whatever. I did the whole thing myself. And I think it's very, very colorful too. The website is very colorful. And I try to make it that way because I understand people like color, and that's what can attract people to the website. Okay. And now I'm listening. It all over everywhere. If I said listening, list, L-I-S-T. I'm listing it everywhere I can because I want people to know about that. know about the website is www.georgejwilderjr.com. I even got my own domain name. Wow, that was a I've had a domain name for a while now, but everything you got to pay for it. I had to pay for the domain name. I had to pay for the website, you know. And it's costly, but it's worth it. I think it's worth it. So you guys check out my website, www.georgejwilderjr.com. It's pretty colorful. If you don't go by there for anything else, just to look, you know, check it out. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. It's 7:04 straight up Chicago time. I believe it's around 78 degrees right here. I hope it's great where you are. I hope the weather is just phenomenal where you are. And as you know, Louisiana, they're flooding in Louisiana once again. We had to pray for those folks. We have wildfires out in California. And people are losing their homes, losing acres of land, and it's just awful. And the world is a mess, and that's one of the reasons for this show is to try to make the world a better place. Okay, my guest didn't show up today, but that happens. That happens. You know, sometimes a guest doesn't show up and then the next day two or three guests shows up. You know, it happens that way. It happens. Things go wrong sometimes. Sometimes a guest may not show up because they may have forgotten to put it on their calendar. You know, they may have, you know, ran into something else or, you know, something came up. It happens, and I understand that. So most of the time, if a guest doesn't show up, they let me know that they're not going to show up, at least before they decide to take off or not to show up. And, you know, I can always reschedule them for a future show. But he didn't show up, so that's not a bad thing, okay? That's not a bad thing because we can always, if he contacts me and he let me know why he didn't show up, then he can, you know, I reschedule, be back on the show, and we have some fun. That's all it's about is fun. Simone Biles wins 4 golds and 1 silver. She is the greatest. She's the greatest. She's the wonderful. She's going to be a star among stars. And she's only 4'8". She's short. 4'8". She's short. And I always used to think myself is short because I'm 5'8". And if you're not over 5'11", then I'm assuming that that's short. But anyway, for a girl, 4'8", and she's so talented. I mean, she's the greatest gymnast ever. You know, and I'm pretty sure she's going to be back for the next Olympic. In 2020, I'm pretty sure she's going to come back because she's only 19, right? 2020, what she'll be, I don't know, 23, 24. But anyway, let's hope she comes back for the next Olympics because she's a very, very nice young lady. She has a great attitude. She's smart. She's intelligent. She's bright. She's talented. And she's African-American. And she's going to wind up, I mean, long after the Olympics are over and they're weighing down now, they're dying off. Long after the Olympics are over, we are going to be hearing about Simone Biles. I mean, she's going to be on commercials. She's going to be on cereal boxes. She's going to be on the Today Show. She's going to be all over the place. You think about it. She's going to be on the Tonight Show and all of those shows on the Tonight Show. She's going to be all over the place. She's going to be making a pretty good buck. And she deserves it. She deserves it. She worked her ass off and got this far and all those medals around her neck. I mean, she is the greatest, just like Michael Phelps, the greatest swimmer in the world. I don't think nobody's going to overtake him. He says he's going to retire, but I don't know. He's probably going to get that bug again in 4 years from now. He may be in the 2020 Olympics, you know, because, you know, he's young. He's still young. He'll be around 35, 36, something like that in 2020. Relatively still young, okay? And probably still going to have that stroke going swimming. All right, but Simone Biles is the greatest. Okay, 4 golds, 1 silver, and she is going places.
Ladies and gentlemen, the George Wilder Jr. Show has now arrived. You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
Yeah, folks, I want to talk a little bit more about Louisiana floods, more towns, and just totally devastation. And people are helping people. Like I was saying yesterday on the show, people are helping one another, and that's a great thing. And that's what this is all about, helping one another. I understand that there's been about 30,000 people rescued. Probably 8 to 9 people have perished. And those people should be in our prayers. Also, the California wildfires. We have to pray for those people who have lost everything. And I've saw a video of some of the people who have lost everything. Everything is just... The fires have just taken away everything that they've had. And it's kind of hard to say. But the only thing we can offer them is our prayers. I don't think anything else will do, you know. they lost everything. But you know what? Some people some people have lost everything, and they're very positive about it. Oh, that was just stuff we can get again. It doesn't matter. You know, well, if you can get it again and you can buy another house, another car, good for you. But there's some people out here, and most people can't do that. A lot of people probably have insurance, you know, on their home. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So once again, in the Louisiana floods, 7,000 people rescued. I think it was more than that. I mean, every time you look around, there was somebody being pulled up out of the water in Louisiana, yeah, you know, walking in knee deep water, or they're on a boat or something. It's just tragic. And more towns are flooding in Louisiana, and the weather forecast is forecasting more rain. That's not good. That is not good. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio, and we've been talking about the floods in Texas, and we're going to have to pray for those folks, you know. And, you know, it's just devastating what's going on. It's just devastating. All right, let's move right along to something more positive, something more light. Let's see what we have here. Okay, Michael Phelps. We just got through talking about Michael Phelps and Simone Biles, the greatest athletes in the world, and he's retiring, and she may be in the Olympics for 2010. Oh, yeah, let's talk about the Bears. The Bears was beaten badly last week in their exhibition game, and they're always getting beat in their exhibition games, and they're always giving the same excuses whenever they get beat in their exhibition games. All the games, they don't mean anything. They're just throwaway games. We just throw them away. They don't mean anything. They're not among the standings. But when you go out there, you prepare all week or all for the 2 or 3 months to get out here and play football. You play the win. You don't play the lose. I don't care if it's an exhibition game or a regular season game. You play to win. And the Bears are just awful. I believe that these guys will not make any kind of a playoff run. You know, I mean, I saw them in the exhibition game. They were awful. They were beaten 22-0. And they just come out, well, this is an exhibition game. It doesn't count. We're going to get better. We know where we need to get better at. You should have gotten better before you played the game. My thinking is that exhibition games give you a view of what they're actually going to be like in the regular season game. You know, I mean, I don't think they're going to amount to nothing. Now, the Chicago Cubs, I think they're going to go all the way. I want to see these guys go to the World Series. They are good. They're talented. They're young. They're hungry. And they've been winning like I don't know what. You know, last year they went to the playoffs. They lost all four. They lost four straight in the playoffs, and they were knocked out. But at least they've gone. They had that opportunity to win 74 games. So I'm thinking that they are going to go to the playoffs and maybe to the World Series. Now, the White Sox, I don't think they're going to go anywhere. They might, you know, for them to go anywhere, I believe they have to win every game from now to then. But as of now, they've been losing pretty heavily, and they're falling in the standings. The Cubs are, I just think the Cubs are going to be great. I just think, hey, folks, this is not a sports show, but, hey, this is a sports town. So I have to say something about the sports in the city of Chicago. As far as the Bears, you know, the word Bears is hard to come out of my mouth because they were just so awful last week. And they play tomorrow. And, you know, I mean, I'm not going to be rushing to see them lose, because I think that's what they're going to do. I'm not the only one saying that. You got some you know, high-profile reporters and journalists saying the same thing, that the Bears probably will not make it this year. I would love to be wrong, but I don't think I am. They have no players, and the players that they do have, they're always injured. Some you look around, they're injured, and some of these guys have not played on a football team before, and some of them are just not ready for this kind of a commitment. And a lot of these guys you never heard of. And I'll say this again, I think the Bears traded their best players. I mean, it seemed like the teams always trade the best players. So, you know, we're just going to have to see what's going to happen. So I love football. Football is one of my favorite sports to watch. You know, I tried playing it in high school. It didn't work. So we're just going to have to see what the Bears are going to be like. I mean, they have to follow a lot of people. They have to follow Simone, in my estimation, Simone Biles, Michael Phelps, just in a sports sense, I think. Especially they're going to have to follow the Cubs. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. We will be right back. All right, I want to say something else about the raging inferno in California. It is burning. I mean, it's like, you know, the fires in California. I'm hearing that it's kind of close. The fire is getting closer to Los Angeles, and there's been 80,000 people forced to flee, to run from the fire. You know, a lot of people were staying in their homes, saying that they wanted to go down with the ship, but they have been forced out of their homes, you know, to save their lives. And there are 80,000 people forced to flee these fires in California. And the fires, there is no sign of this stopping soon from reports that I'm getting. This is nothing like it ever. People are, you know, saying that this is the worst fire in California's history. It's nothing like it ever. And to me, I'm just saying California burning. So we have to pray for those people. That's all we can do is pray. Unless you want to, you know, go to the website and donate some money, donate your time to help these people out in California, that would be great. That would be wonderful. I don't have the website where you can donate, but I'm pretty sure there is a GoFundMe page somewhere. So you should probably look for it if you can afford to give something. But I would probably say give your time and your effort is a lot more than that, because probably a lot of these people had fire insurance on their homes. I mean, if you live in the hills like some of these people do, and you live in a state where fire is prevalent and it's prone and it could hit you, you're going to have fire insurance. You know, the insurance companies probably, their phones probably ringing off the hook as I speak. So, but still in all, I think I've heard that one person perished, but still in all, we still want to help each other because we are Americans, and that's what we do. We are Americans, and that's what we do. And Americans help each other. We don't give a damn about what political affiliation you are. We don't care if you're black, white, green, yellow, pink. We don't care. We help each other when someone needs it. That's all it's about. We are Americans. That's what we do. As always, I want to say to the bad guys out there, put the guns down, stop the shooting, stop the killing, stop murdering, put the guns down. And I want to say this again, I am not advocating violence on the police, even though I know it's out there. Someone just whispered in my ear, it's out there. And we have to support the police officers, you know, and we can't have this. We can't have brutality, police brutality, and we can't have someone going out here killing police officers or trying to ambush them. We can't have that, nor can we have police brutality. So, you know, we are just going to have to try and make the world a better place. All right. You've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. And I hope you guys had a great time today. We're going to have a great guest tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow for that. It's always been fun. Bye-bye, everybody.
Gymnast is over.